Welcome, friends, to July 16th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo.
And one of the reasons why I do this show is because understanding history gives us a platform to base our knowledge of today's politics.
So, with that, let's begin the show with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags, and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice. All right, so now on to today's program.
The tragic story of Mary Todd Lincoln.
I wish a happy birthday to Orville Redenbacher. A happy anniversary to Michael J. Fox and Tracy Pollan. And a happy divorcery to Russell Brand and Katy Perry. All right, so now let's get started.
1882, Mary Todd Lincoln passes away. America's least popular first lady. She was too much of a hellcat. Mary Todd was born wealthy and carried that into her adult life right in front of a nation fighting a civil war. Mary was born December 13, 1818 in Lexington, Kentucky. In the early 1840s, her boyfriend Abraham was disapproved by her parents because he was poor and uneducated. Yet the two were in love, and that was all that mattered. On November 4, 1842, Abraham and Mary Todd Lincoln were married. She had four boys. Two would die young. In November 1860, when Abraham won the presidency, Mary Todd couldn't be happier to be First Lady of the White House until she got there. She came from a Southern background. Her brothers and uncles were slave owners and fighting for the Confederate Army. Many Americans thought Mary Todd to be a rebel spy, actually. Truth was, she was a big Union supporter, but she had frequent violent outbursts that made her lose her credibility with many. This Hellcat was opinionated and blunt. Then another one of her sons died. The Lincolns had already lost Edward in 1850 as an infant. But now, in 1862, third son William, or Willie, died of typhoid fever. Her husband was trying to lead the country through the Civil War and had little time for her. Many historians believe that if Mary were diagnosed today, she would be suffering from bipolar disease. Her behavior was often frightening to those in the room, and she continued to alienate herself. Supposedly, one time, a cousin was sent in to look after Mary and hang out with her, but after a couple months of that, the cousin staged a family emergency as an excuse to bail out of there. Now Mary was mourning. Then on April 14, 1865, as she sat next to her husband at Ford's Theater watching a play, John Wilkes Booth came in and shot her husband in the head at point-blank range. Hours later, Secretary of War Edward Stanton kicked her out of the room as they frantically tried to keep Abraham alive. Alone, she would not see her husband die. Andrew Johnson was sworn in as president and wouldn't as much as give Mary a sympathy card. Mary had spent her time in the White House unwisely spending way too much money. In charge of decorations, she overspent her bill. She borrowed money and purchased expensive custom-made dresses, while the people in America, former friends and family, were killing each other. She had lost two sons and a husband? Boo freaking hoo hoo hoo! So did most women of America, who lost a son, a husband, a father, in many cases all three, trying to fight this war. Mary was in no hurry to move out of the White House, but when she finally did, her debtors were after her, and former First Lady Mary Todd Lincoln nearly became homeless, staying at a hotel in Chicago. She begged Congress for a widow's pension, but since William Henry Harrison's wife didn't get a pension as a widow, and since Mary spent too much money, and since Congress didn't like her anyway, the answer was no. Desperate, Mary decided to sell her own expensive dresses. Not wanting anyone to know they were hers, she went with her dressmaker, Elizabeth Heckley, under assumed names. But since some of the clothes were custom-made and she was such a high-profile person, jewelers began recognizing her stuff, and the jig was up. Then Heckley, who was African-American, wrote and published a book called Behind the Scenes, or 30 Years as a Slave and 4 Years in the White House, which was eaten up by the press, but humiliated Mary even more. In 1871, her youngest son Thomas died, leaving Robert as her remaining only living son. But after Mary fell into another depression, Robert had her institutionalized. Somehow, Mary got out and did regain control over her property in Springfield. She lived with her sister Elizabeth and died on this day in 1882, age 63. There is a lot written about Mary, possibly more than even Eleanor Roosevelt. She's been portrayed by Mary Tyler Moore, Sally Field, even Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Whew. Rest in peace, Mary. "1907, happy birthday, Orville Redenbacher! And we still love his popcorn to this day. 1988, happy anniversary, Michael J. Fox and Tracy Paulin. The two met on the set of Family Ties during the 80s, and they're still together after all these years with four children. And finally, 2012, happy divorcery, actor-comedian Russell Brand and pop star Katy Perry, due to irreconcilable differences a year after their fairy tale wedding in India.
And so that's going to wrap it up, scholars, for July 16th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's show on the comment board. For example,
besides that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? Ha ha.
What about popcorn fans? If you're 17 years old, you might not want to eat popcorn if you have braces, right? So yeah, let me know what you think, and take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on there. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about Disneyland, gerrymandering, the laser,
the legal ownership of a meteorite,
and Casey Anthony. So don't miss that, whatever you do. And until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you then.